Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
I like the call to worship because basically we read the whole story, and the scripture now that I will be reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 and verse 23, and it kind of just captures what was most important about what we read. And verse 21 says, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And verse 23, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us." So in all that we read, what was most important was about Jesus, about God being with us.
Good morning and happy Sabbath. I have to tell you a cute little story about how I got up to be here on Christmas Eve. It went something like this. I got a phone call, and the pastor left a voicemail because I never answer my phone. And he says, "Well, are you going to be home on Christmas?" I thought that was a safe question to answer. And I said, "Yeah, our family's in town. I'm not going anywhere." And he says, "Well, I'm going to be out of town. Would you like to preach the sermon for me?" Well, how do you get out of it now? I just told him I was in town. My excuse was gone. So here I am. I'd like us to bow our heads for prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with all the families who may be traveling today on Christmas Eve. Be with those who may struggle at the holidays for reasons of loss or just uncertainty, Father. We ask that you be with me as I present your message today, and that the Holy Spirit put my words out of your mouth and let it be a blessing to all those who are here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Christmas time is my favorite time of year. And at Christmas time, someone will always ask the question, "So what's the big deal about the baby in the manger? Who really cares?" Well, my answer is, well, the child in the manger became a king on the cross. And because he did, there's no marks on my record. Just grace. His offer has no fine print. He doesn't say his offer has strings. His offer has no fine print, and he doesn't say clean up before you come in. Instead, he invites all of us to come in as we are, and he cleans us up. God called himself Emmanuel, which means God with us, in Matthew 1:23. Not just God made us. Not just God thinks of us. Not just God thinks of us, but instead, God is with us. And God is with you whether you're on a plane, in the kitchen, in the car. He breathed the air we breathe. God is always with us. He's always near us. And Bethlehem is just the beginning of the story. Jesus promises us a Bethlehem act too. If we turn to Revelation verse 21, or chapter 21, verses 1 through 7, I'll read about that act too. "And he showed us a pure river of clear life, as clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. In the midst of it, on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night. There will be no need for candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord has given them light, and he shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, These are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophet sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings in the book of this prophecy." Christmas reminds me of how everything works together for the good of those who love God in Romans 8:28. Jesus entered our world not just like a human, but as a human. Never in our wildest dreams or imaginations did those who heard the first coming of Christ consider that when God entered the world, he would enter the world as an infant. Some may ask, why did God go so far? He wanted us to know that he understands how we feel and what we've faced. Jesus was one of us, and he was in touch with our reality. Some people may ask if God cares that we are sad. Look at his tear-streaked face at Jesus as he stood near Lazarus' tomb, for an example. Look at the resolve in Jesus' eyes as he marched through the storm to reassure his friends. Everything changes when we see the face of God. He took on our face in the hope that we would see his. Does God understand us? Look for your answer in Bethlehem. Gaze where Mary gazed. Look into God's face and be assured, if a king was willing to enter this world with animals and shepherds and swaddling clothes, don't you think he was willing to enter our world? Christmas commemorates the day that God saved us from ourselves. The sinful nature is all about self, self-pleasing, self-promoting, and promoting self. Sin is selfish. If we turn to Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, I think I wrote that right. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, the son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary for your wife, for which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son that shall we shall call Jesus, for he shall save their people from their sins. Jesus is a name in Hebrews, which means Yahweh saves. Jesus was just not godly, godlike, God-hungry, God-focused, or God-worshipping. He was God. Not merely a servant of God, an instrument of God, or a friend of God, but Jesus was God. Jesus came at Bethlehem to save us from our sins. God has high plans for you and me. He is recruiting for himself a people who will populate his heaven. All of the love of God was in Jesus. All of the strength of God was in Jesus. All of the compassion and the power and devotion of God were there for a time, and he was there here for an earthly time in a body of a carpenter. No wonder the winds obeyed Jesus when he spoke. It was God speaking. What started in Bethlehem in the cradle culminated on the cross in Jerusalem. Jesus not only did a work for us, he does a work within us. Christ diffuses sin's power. The selfish nature within us diminishes, and the Christ within us flourishes. We will never be sinless, but we will be with less sin. Jesus is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Only God saves. And if we could save ourselves, why would we need a Savior? Jesus did not enter the world to help us save ourselves. He entered the world to save us from ourselves. We are not strong enough to save ourselves from death. We need a Savior. And because of Bethlehem, we have one. He will change our sinful nature into his nature. Chaos cannot keep Christ out of the world. The Messiah was born not because of his ancestors, if you look at his history, but in spite of them. You can see Christ in spite of sin and scandal. In spite of racism, Christ came. Though the people forgot God, Christ came. If we look at Luke 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and she laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. He came. He came in spite of everything. Jesus holds it all together. You cannot face a crisis if you don't have God first. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him. If you need something, God will be there. God will give you the peace more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet, and you will trust in him. We need to cling to the Lord daily. When our world crumbles, God remains strong and unshaken. God has made a business out of turning tragedy into triumph. He did with Joseph and Moses and Daniel, and he did and he did with Jesus on the cross. It's never too late to let Jesus in. Many miss the chance to open the door. They let the birth of Jesus pass them by. The miracle of Bethlehem still happens. And Jesus says, "Here I am," and invites. "If you stand at the door and knock, and if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you, and you with me." That's in Revelation 3:20. Jesus is gentle and polite. He never forces his way in. Jesus did not come with a list of things for you to do, but a list of things he's already done for you. Jesus lifts your burdens. He doesn't add to them. Some of you may say, "But it's too late for me." No, it isn't. It's never too late for Christ. You are never too old. You are never too messed up. You're never too worn out. Elijah was depressed. God still came to him. Abraham was really old. God still led him. God still led Moses when he was long retired. God still called him. Jonah was on the run, and God still used him. Peter betrayed him, and God still accepted him. Thomas doubted Christ, but he learned it was not too late for Christ. It's never too late to come to Christ for the help for the stack of sins. It's never too late. Your list of sins is never too high. Your future is never too far from God that you can't knock at the door. Jesus just asked that you knock. It's one thing to miss the message from your spouse. It's another to miss a message from a child, but it's a whole nother story if you miss that message from God. And all you have to do is stand at the door and open it. If you ever wondered if God has a place for you, all you have to do is look at the Bethlehem story, the story in the stable. You see, the story of Christmas encompasses God's relentless love for us. When Christ was born, so was hope. The manger dares us to believe the best is yet to come. And it could all begin today. Christ came to bring us peace on earth and goodwill to all. And our response to God's lavish love is pure joy. The manger really comes down to the fact that God loves us. Look at Romans 3:16. God became one of us so we could become one with him. I ask each of you on this special day to open the door and let God in your heart. Maybe you've stepped away a little. Maybe you think you're not good enough. We are all good enough. And I pray that each of you opened your heart to him in this new year and lets him come in and do a good work in you, because he can change you into something you never thought you could be. So with that, I'd like to close and ask you to bow your heads. Kind Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us today and through the coming holiday season. Sometimes the holidays are stressful for many reasons. You know all the reasons. It could be the stress of family. It could be the loss of a loved one. It could be the first time without someone, Father. But you know our needs, and you can get us through. All we have to do is kneel to you and pray, and you can lift us up. Please let our hearts be open and accepting to you in this coming year, and be with us each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you're a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.